Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How's everybody doing this morning? Wednesday morning. We're here till 5. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. The great Steve Cochran at 6. And we're coming up here on a pop-up video. Esmeralda, can you believe who's sitting in the village?
Never.
It's Skip Skipley.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Skip.
How's it going?
All right. Now, did you happen to hear Dan's quiz show?
I was waiting in the green room.
How do you think he did?
I consider you guys my coworkers in a sense, so I will compliment him on his fine presentation.
Oh, wow.
All right. Well, that's high praise.
Yeah.
Coming from the Skipster. That's high praise. Dan should be very happy.
Do you think one day that Dan will be able to ride the jet?
You think Dan can ride?
I think we can try to make that happen.
Oh, wow.
He might have to work as the waiter, but he can get on it.
Well, you still ride the jet.
Nothing like serving food to Chuck Woolery.
That would be an honor.
That would be good. It would be an honor. All right. Well, Skip is here, everybody, and you know what that means. We're going to play a little pop-up video. That's where it's a board game based on the TV show from VH1 where we have cards, and on one side of the card are questions about a specific video/song, and on the other side of the card are pop culture-related sort of questions about that song or video. So, Skip, shall we skip it and go? That's right, pop-up video. All right. Oh, boy. So I start out, and by the way, cats, you must get ready. If you have your pet cats, get them ready. Esmeralda will be singing in a little bit. They're all lined up on Michigan Avenue, and the Salem's Lot floating cats are right outside the window.
Oh,
here.
Good.
So, okay, Skip, shall we start?
We shall, with Lionel Richie's Running with the Night.
What?
Okay. We were running with the night. Playing in the shadows.
Does not sound like
just
Lionel
you
Richie.
And me.
It's the percussion there.
We were running with the night.
Sounded very John Bon Jovi.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that. Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We're all being cordial to one another National Compliment Day. All right.
Esmeralda. Mm-hmm. Lionel co-wrote We Are the World in 1985 with which pop singer?
Ooh.
Lionel co-wrote We Are the World in 1985 with which pop singer?
Is it Michael Jackson?
It is correct.
Okay. Oh, I was thinking it was the other guy.
What other guy?
What's the
Bob Geldof?
Yeah.
No, that's Live Aid. Band Aid. Do They Know It's Christmas? He co-wrote that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're on the right thing.
Good to know.
It was the same, we're probably giving stuff away. It's probably going to be on the other side of the card. All right. What are we doing now?
The song Night Shift
by
Lionel's former band
is
a tribute to what musician? The song Night Shift by Lionel's former band.
I'm going to say Marvin Gaye.
That is correct.
Okay.
Good job. You have lots of knowledge.
Thank you for the compliment, co-worker.
You're welcome. Sound like a robot.
It's like,
yes, co-worker.
Yes, co-worker. You
alien.
Too. You too have vast knowledge.
Esmeralda.
Yeah, there you go.
Lionel's song, Lady, was made a hit by what, quote-unquote, gambling man?
Kenny Rogers?
That is correct.
They really need to throw the gambling man in there?
I wouldn't have gotten it otherwise.
That's what I'm saying. Did they really, Skip, did they really need to throw the gambling man in there?
Dan quoted me earlier. I don't write him. I just read him.
All right. Gilda and Chevy. Now you flipped, Skip?
I have flipped.
Skip has flipped.
Oh, boy.
Flipped. We're on the other side of the card. Flippy Skippy. All right. Is this me?
Yes, it is.
Oh, no.
In 1988, Shadow Stevens was seated in the...
I'm sorry.
Who's Shadow Stevens?
Joe, he's the best.
Shadow Stevens was seated in the center square on Hollywood Squares.
Yeah.
Which star did he replace?
It's multiple choice.
It is multiple choice.
Okay, this will be helpful.
If you need it. Betty White, Jim J. Bullock, Joan Rivers, or Roseanne Barr?
It's Jim J. Bullock.
That is incorrect.
It's not?
Oh. Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, wait. Jim J. Bullock was never in the center. He was always on the right.
Oh.
Oh, I screwed that up. Mm. Oh, man. Oh, man. You know, Shadow Stevens, by the way, is he's an announcer.
Okay.
Who got on air on Hollywood Squares. Mm-hmm. But he was he's a famous voiceover announcer guy who would do a lot. He was the announcer on Ferguson show. He was the announcer on Craig's show. Yeah. Shadow Stevens.
Fantastic mane of hair.
Fantastic hair. Also a DJ. You can't right. have the name Shadow Stevens and not be a DJ. Yeah, man, yeah. Shadow Stevens on FM Crazy.
This question has inspired me. I might have to take the jet around and meet up with all the game show announcers,
yeah.
not the hosts.
Oh. Yeah.
The announcers.
Shadow Stevens.
They are our coworkers, and they usually do not get the credit they deserve,
I agree
as
with
we
you.
Learned earlier.
I agree with you. You know, he did a double duty. Oh, boy. That's going to end up on the show Friday. You want to mark that down for Dan,
sure.
Skip? He did double duty when he was on Hollywood Squares because he served as the announcer, too. So he would introduce the guests. He would sit in the center square and introduce the guests, describe the prizes and stuff from the center square.
From the center square?
Yeah.
Well, then.
Yeah. Shadow Stevens. I know way too much about Shadow Stevens.
<You do.
laughs> That's a little terrifying. Somebody compliment me about my knowledge of Shadow Stevens.
Esmeralda, multiple yes. choice for you. Which Jackson brother was not a member of the Jackson 5? Was it Randy, Tito, Jackie, or Marlon? Which Jackson brother was not a member of the Jackson 5? Mm-hmm. Randy, Tito, Jackie, or Marlon?
Marlon.
That is incorrect.
Oh, that's incorrect?
That is incorrect.
Is
it Jackie?
Randy?
Randy.
Randy?
Oh,
oh
Randy.
Yeah, because he had his own little solo.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Gonna say that.
Okay. Well, we're tied at two.
Yes.
Is that the end of the...
Two more questions to go?
Oh, wow. All right. Well, good Lord.
All right. Well, I mean, you're Shadow Stevens.
Yeah, sorry.
Soliloquy
my dissertation on Shadow Stevens was... although I know the audience was very riveted by all my knowledge of Shadow Stevens.
Well, you never know, he could be listening.
By the way, he doesn't spell it S-H-A-D-O-W.
How does he spell it?
S-H-A-D-O-E. Shadow. That's how he spells
what?
It. Is that what it says on the car?
You are correct,
yeah.
Yes.
See, my knowledge of Shadow Stevens is unparalleled.
Like French?
I don't know.
Is there an X in there, too?
I think he just made it up. So it sounds like Shadow, but it's spelled differently because I'm a DJ and I can do that.
Shadow.
Yeah. Here's some saga.
Shadow.
Is that his name? All right. What is it? Me?
Yes.
All right.
What famous Commodore's hit is not really about the three little pigs? They're trying to be cute here.
Wait a minute. Brick House?
Yes.
Oh.
That's the stupidest question.
Because of the brick. The pigs.
I know you don't write them, mm-hmm. Skip, but that was a stupid question.
That was a stretch.
All right.
Esmeralda, multiple choice. What was Kenny Rogers' high school band called? The Texas Roads, The Scholars, The Chicken Skins, or New Christy Minstrels?
The Chicken Skins.
That is incorrect.
New Christy Minstrels, right?
That is incorrect. The Scholars.
How the hell is anybody supposed to know Kenny Rogers' high school band name?
Someone did.
Yeah.
I bet Shadow Stevens knows.
Yeah.
Shadow Stevens, I'm sure Shadow Stevens knows. He's listening right now screaming.
Yeah.
It's the, what were they called again?
The Scholars.
He's screaming right now, Shadow Stevens. It's the Scholars.
And you know he'd have a whole thing just to hit the post on
That's
Kenny
right.
Rogers
it's
an, song.
And it's the Scholars here on F-108. Jeez. Shadow Stevens rules. All right, it's 3-2, Esmeralda.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We need to get a picture of Shadow Stevens and put him up on the Facebook page because he's got you got to see what Shadow Stevens.
And you should check to see if you could tag him.
Yeah, see if he's on Facebook. Tag Shadow Stevens. See if he's on Facebook. But no, you got to see his hair, Esmeralda. At that time, like in 88, when he was on the 1988 hair
right.
issues, a lot of hair issues in 88. That guy had some hair. So All right. Skip retired, but he'll be back, I hope.
Here you go. Shadow Stevens.
Yeah. D-O-E. Shadow.
Yes.
All right. Are you ready for the forecast, everybody?
Yes.
Shadow, are you ready for the forecast? Yeah, man. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trip Tower, here till 5. Steve Grzanich coming up in about 9 minutes with the opening bell, and then the great Steve Cochran at 6. Wednesday, Wildcard Wednesday concludes. Yeah! We'll do it again next week. Glenn with the Alan Parsons Project, quote the Raven. Oh, nevermore.
That did sound very dramatic.
Yeah.
Very gothy.
Yes, yes. All right. Well, look, we're in the middle of playing a little pop-up video. The cats are lined up out on Michigan Avenue. Mm-hmm. All the garbage cans have been replaced with old-timey metal garbage cans with tin lids. And the floating army of Salem's Lot cats are outside. Dave's not here this morning, but psychically he was with us.
Right. So, he's getting them to float.
That's exactly right. It is 3-2 my lead right now after the first round of pop-up Vigia. But Esmeralda, look, can you believe he came back? He was retired, but he came and he's here now, and he brought the thing. He's here. It's Skip Skipley.
Oh, good.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Skip.
How are you doing?
All right. Welcome back.
Thanks.
All right. What are we doing here? Everybody prepare yourselves. Esmeralda's about to sing.
Esmeralda, please provide us a line or two from Janet Jackson's Nasty.
Oh, man. All right, hold on. Dun, dun, dun. Dun. I'm trying to think how it goes. I can only think of that one line. Oh, wait. Nasty. Nasty girls. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Nasty girls. Don't do, do, do.
Right.
Do, 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 do. Nasty.
Nasty. You
nasty.
I'm glad that you know the word nasty from the song Nasty.
Oh, I know girls. Nasty.
Nasty. Yeah.
Girls. And no, my name ain't Baby. It's Janet.
Miss Jackson,
if you're nasty. Nasty.
You know who produced that song?
Who?
Terry Thomas and Huey Lewis.
Oh, good.
Yeah, they did. All right. That was quite amazing. I like when you just go do, 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 do.
I couldn't think. There's no words in those parts when I was singing.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, I guess that's good, right?
Yep, that'll work.
All right.
It was a cappella.
Oh, yeah. All right.
This video was choreographed by what pop star?
Ooh, I was about to give this one away. Good thing I didn't say anything.
What?
Really?
This video was choreographed by what pop star?
I'm thinking of the other.
Do you not know this?
I don't know. Paul Abdul?
That is correct. Pretty much the only answer. Esmeralda. Mm-hmm. Janet was a regular on what 70s sitcom?
Good Times.
That is correct.
Yeah, man. Good Times!
Yeah, that one I know.
You know
oh,
that
Oh, no,
one?
Wait. I'm... Whoops, wrong one.
What were you thinking of?
I was thinking,
you thinking of Moving On Up?
Jefferson's, yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say Fish.
They were on the same time, so...
Temporary layoffs.
That's Good Times.
Good Times. Yeah. I know that part.
Easy Credit ripoffs.
Good Times.
Stepping and surviving.
Good Times.
Hanging in a chow line.
Good Times.
Ain't we lucky we got them? Good Times.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Again, we need to put out a duets album between you singing the Jefferson's theme and Seal's
Kiss
by Rose.
From a Rose. Yeah.
Good Times, by the way. Good Times, not Jefferson's.
Right.
God, Skip. Come on.
Mr. DiGilio.
What did I do?
What does Janet say to call her if you're nasty?
Miss Jackson.
That is correct.
Yeah. I knew that, by the way. I didn't. I know you sung that part, but I knew that.
Right.
Flipping the card.
Oh, flipping.
Skip, flip.
Flipping, skipping.
Ellie Nasty Nastasi was a star in what sport, Esmeralda?
Multiple choice?
That?
Nope.
It's not multiple choice?
Nope. Ellie Nasty Nastasi was a star in what sport?
Soccer.
That is incorrect.
Oh,
what
tennis.
Is what the hell?
No. I was going to say cricket.
Yeah, are you going to ask us about her high school band now? The name of her high school band?
Mr. DiGilio.
Where?
What is Magic Johnson's real first name?
Irvin.
That is correct. Final two multiple choice.
Oh, here we go. Okay. Come on now. It's 6-4, by the way.
All right.
How did Johnny B. Goode carry his guitar, Esmeralda? Was it in his car's trunk, strapped across his back, in its case, or in a gunny sack? In his car trunk, strapped across his back, in its case, or in a gunny sack?
Gunny sack.
That is correct.
Okay. I was trying to think if I knew the lyric.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you come on. You've seen Back to the Future?
I just know.
He sings in Back to the Future.
No, I just know the Go Johnny.
Carry his guitar in a gunny sack.
Yeah, I don't know them.
All right.
Just go. Go, Johnny, go.
All right.
Final question.
This is it?
This is
you
it.
You can't win, Esmeralda.
Fine.
All right. What happened?
Which is not a Baldwin brother?
What?
Is it Daniel, Stephen, James, or William?
That would be James.
That is correct.
Wow.
Good job.
James. There is a James Baldwin as an actor.
Fantastic writer.
He's a great writer, but mm-hmm. not related to the Baldwin. There's also right. an Adam Baldwin, who is an actor from Full Metal Jacket and My Bodyguard. Also not related to the Baldwin clan. All right, 7-4. Or 7-5, I beat you, Esmeralda.
Oh.
That's right.
You are an exceptional trivia
thank you
player.
For that compliment, coworker. All right. Esmeralda, hey, we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
We're going to have a financial expert on tomorrow to help us out for what to do in January to make your finances good for the entire
yes.
year. So very that's good. All coming up, plus a ton of other stuff as well. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
All right, we'll take a break. We got the news coming up next, followed by the opening bell right here on WGN.